What did you think when you came in for that landing?
Oh, well, we were all ready. We didn't know what the hell was going to happen. Because the brakes were, they shot out the hydraulic system, and the brake, they didn't know how much brake they had, see? But they came in, and they just had enough of brake to stop the plane. It stopped the plane. They come in, and boy, we watched the goddamn thing coming down, you know. We went back, and it came in nice, and he did a nice job of it, coming in, Mercer. So they used he and Pouliot. You had to have two guys up there. Two of them, not just one. It wasn't just Mercer, you had to have Pouliot there. Of course, a lot of times on landings, when we used to come in for a landing, Pouliot would land the damn plane. See, but you had to have two. Mercer was good.
Did you have wheels?
Yeah, we had wheels. We come in on wheels. We didn't bottom out. We didn't have wheels, but they had a hand crank
the wheels.
They had to hand crank them down. They hand cranked them, and it worked. And I remember finally we came in to the landing, and boy, they had the fire department in back of us following us, you know. They didn't know what the hell was going to happen. Finally it landed, and the plane stopped. Boy, I got out of that plane. This is the first time I ever kissed the ground. Honest to Christ, just to be on the ground. It's the first time I got out of that plane and I kissed the ground. And you should have seen the mess. We had so many bullet holes and that one hole on the side. And, oh, Jesus, the tail was... That was almost a new plane. See, normally people think that when you go over there in combat, they issue you a new plane. You don't get a new plane until you fly about 16 or 17 missions. What they do, the old planes that were flying, you had to take one of the old planes. And a number of times in the beginning when we had the old plane, we had trouble with the plane. We had to come back. We never could complete the mission and we never got credit for it. But it wasn't until the 16 or 17 mission that we were assigned the plane. And then the plane that we were assigned, they had a problem with the engine, so they gave us another plane from a new plane, see, the guys had used, see. And what a mess, I'm telling you. It's too bad in a way we couldn't go back to our base. If we had just gone back to our base, I wanted them to see the plane the way it was. They never did see it at the base. And you know what? Jimmy Stewart was he was a squadron commander there.
Yes.
He was a commander at the 703rd. And I used to talk to him, and every once in a while they would have a dance in the officers' club there. And he would always be there. And they'd get the Red Cross would get a bunch of girls from town, and they'd get a GI orchestra to come in. And all the girls would be there, you know. But then you would talk to him there. He was a regular guy. I talked to him, and I never forgot the day he stuck his hand in his pocket and he come out with a knife. He says, "You see this knife?" He says, "This is my good luck piece." He says, "I always carry it with me, and I never have a problem." He flew, from what I understand, he flew about 13 or 15 missions. See, when you're up high, you don't fly every time. See, but he flew about 13 or 15 missions. See, I had every six missions you got an air medal. And I got another air medal for shooting down the fighter. So I had five air medals. I had the air medal cluster. Yeah, I had four. I had four, what do you call it? Clusters four, they put on.
Yeah.
See, you put that on the original one. So each one is an air medal, instead of giving you five of them. And then also when we finished our missions, we were given the Distinguished Flying Cross, which I have. In fact, my son wanted all that, so I had it upstairs. Distinguished Flying Cross and the air medal with the Oakley cluster.
Yes, with the Oakley cluster. Did anybody take pictures of the plane when it came back?
Not that I know of. We didn't have any, you know, not that I know. That's why I say, in a way, they could have landed back at our base. I hoped they had come back to our base, you know. But no, they were cautious and they wanted to go. The pilot was very cautious and he wanted to go to Manston.
Sure.
But we had enough fuel and everything else, I think, to land at our base in Tibbenham. And I wanted the guys who were there waiting for us. Of course, they all waited for us to come back.
Sure.
See?
And what was the reception when you did get back the next day?
Oh, Jesus. They took us in for briefing. See, we waited them. They gave us a plane. I don't remember staying there overnight. He says, the verses said we stayed there overnight, and then they gave us a plane to go back. And I don't remember. I thought they had a plane there from Mars Squadron that they worked on and was all ready to go back, so they gave us the plane to take back to our base.
So you flew back?
Yeah.